You want to, here, I'll tell you what, you sit right there wherever you're comfortable, because I'm going to have to talk to everybody, because I don't want you to feel singled out. What tickled me, I have to admit, before we ever even started, and you'll understand why this tickled me, was because when Mark came up to read, and he said, what was it? The first reading is the second reading. And I thought to myself, darn. My sermon starts off with, well, if you have confusion, then the presence of the Holy Spirit, you know, isn't with you. It's the Holy Spirit. Once we have the Holy Spirit, we have understanding. And I started giggling, and I thought, oh, well, it's going to be one of those days. But anyway, with the collect and also the gospel, what's the first thing we learn? The first thing we learn, I see you, Don. The first thing we learn is that Jesus sent us the Holy Spirit, His Holy Spirit, to be inside of us, and nothing can take that away. Now, we have to make it work, you know, with our relationship with the Lord, but nothing can take the Holy Spirit away from us. And what does the Holy Spirit do? The Holy Spirit teaches us everything again and again and again of what Jesus taught us. And also the Holy Spirit reminds us how we're supposed to be like Jesus. So we see that in the collect, which of course I made a little confusing myself, the fourth collect. Who on this day the Holy Spirit taught the hearts of the faithful, and then also at the bottom of the gospel. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything. So the beginning and the end is the same theme. But what I enjoy is, for me, the Old Testament lesson is all about ourselves. Do we choose what we want to do, how we want to do it, or do we choose to follow the Lord? Well, we're not perfect, but we're here in church. We're trying. And that's the first thing that in the Old Testament we learned. They weren't really trying too hard. What does it say? The people were saying, let us make a name for ourselves. So are we that interested in making a name for ourselves? Or are we interested in making a name for our God, bringing people to the Lord? Not ourselves, but God. And the next thing that we learn in Genesis is what happens when the presence of God Almighty is not with us. What happens? We get confused. We don't understand what the heck is going on. And when we were reading the psalm this morning, verse 30 tells us, you hide your face. In other words, when God's presence isn't with us, then we become terrified. You take away their breath. In other words, God's presence isn't near us. We can't breathe. We can't live without God. We take that for granted. Every morning, when we wake up, God's presence is with us. And we need to praise God for that and thank Him and then go from there. And then the second reading, which was the second reading, to make it clear, is from Acts. So what happened on the day of Pentecost? The Holy Spirit came down and everybody, all different languages, were talking. But everybody understood each other because they were in the presence of God. They had the Holy Spirit in them. So they were listening to each other and understanding each other because they were talking about God. So with God's presence, there is understanding. So I thought to myself, how can I turn this into a little bit of a kid's sermon? And so I thought, well, I get red streamers. See the red streamers? Can you see the red streamers? Okay, good. You're good. And I thought to myself, well, I'm going to pick a fan. We've got the thing. Then, I'm going to say that God is the electricity that we're going to plug into. Okay? Hold that thought. So we have God being represented by the electricity. Jesus is the fan. And then the wind that comes from the fan is going to be the what? Thank you, thank you, thank you. The Holy Spirit. Okay? Now with God the Father, through God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, here comes the good part, I thought. The little red streamers are us. And what we do in our action, in our ministry. So, here we go.
That everybody can hear, I'm turning it on.